Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
To all of our mothers and all of our motherly figures here, whether you're joining us on Zoom from all over the country or if you're here with us in the church, we're really glad to see you. And it's an honor to be here celebrating Mass with all of you. Today we'll begin, today's the sixth Sunday of Easter. We're going to begin with Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Please rise.
We have from you kneels at the feet of his friends, silently washes their feet. Master who pours out himself for them, Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you. Neighbors are rich and poor, neighbors are black and white, neighbors are near and far away. Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love, show us how to serve the neighbors we have from you.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, communion in the Holy Spirit be with you.
And with your spirit.
And happy Mother's Day to all of you. I always wonder if the computer is kind of like changing the tires on the car while it's rolling. That's what it seems like we're trying to do here. So.
Yes.
What a blessing we have that we can gather even on this nasty day, because soon there will be a better day. And that's the story of God. No matter what today is like, God is always at work, always bringing us more and more into an openness to receive the gifts of love. So let's place ourselves in God's presence today and ask for a blessing. I confess
to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, and what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy, forgive our sin, bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you.
Let us pray that these Easter days will be times of grace and times of renewal. Let us pray that the commandment of love which Jesus left us will fill our minds and hearts. And let us pray that the Holy Spirit of God will give us wisdom and fortitude. Grant Almighty God, that we may celebrate with heartfelt devotion these days of joy, which we have kept in honor of the risen Lord, and that what we relive in remembrance, we may always hold to in what we do. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him, and falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit, even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Seen salvation by our God.
All the ends of the earth have seen salvation by our God.
All the ends of earth have seen salvation by our God. Joyfully sing out,
a reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. In this is love. Not that we have loved God, but he loved us and sent his son as expiation for our sins. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loved me, so I love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandment and remain in his love. I have told you this so you may have joy. May have joy within you, and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No matter how greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friends, if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I've told you everything that I've heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I have chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so whatever you ask of my Father in my name may be given to you. This I command you, to love one another." The Gospel of the Lord.
There were three sons who wanted to give their mother a Mother's Day present. So the first son said, "Well, I just bought our mother a mansion, a big house where she can live in comfort and ease." And the second son said, "Well, I just bought our mother a Mercedes with a driver to take her anywhere she wants to go." The third son said, "Well, I've got you both beat. Because you know how much mother loves the Bible. And of course, her eyesight's not as good as it was. So I just arranged for her to have a parrot that has memorized the entire Bible. that took 12 monks, 10 years to train this parrot, but this parrot knows the entire Bible chapter and verse. She is going to love it. Well, after Mother's Day, she wrote to her sons, "Dear Melvin, thank you so much for this wonderful house, but boy, what were you thinking? I only need one room. I gotta clean this whole thing." Love, Mom. She wrote to her second son, "Dear Marvin, thank you so much for that wonderful car, but I don't go anywhere, and that driver's got an attitude." Love, Mom. She wrote to the third son, "Dear Malcolm, thank you so much for that wonderful gift you gave me. I was so appreciative of somebody who really understood what I would really want. That chicken was delicious." Of course, Mother's Day it's more than a cause for humor. It's also a deeply important day because Mother's Day is about love. And in particularly on Mother's Day, we learn to see something about the love of God when we see how mothers love. A mother's love teaches us about God's love because if you think about it, no child asks to be born, but the child who's there, the mother just loves because the child is there. It's their child. Child doesn't even know how to love back yet, but the mother loves that child. The child, even if he won't eat his strained peas, what is it about strained peas anyway? I don't get that. I don't eat strained peas. The child won't eat strained peas. The mother still will love the child. And this is a reflection of God's love because, as we heard in the epistle today, love consists in this: not that we have loved God, but that God has loved us. God has loved us before we've done anything. Just and being who we are. And nothing that we do can change God's mind about us. God is going to continue to love us. There's a wonderful line in The Color Purple, Alice Walker, where she says, people think that pleasing God is what God wants. But any fool can tell that God wants to please us right back. So, church, we have this memory today of a mother's love telling us how God loves us. And because God loves us as a mother, we're lovable by definition, right? We are lovable. I'm reminded of the story of Rapunzel. Everyone remember the story of Rapunzel? One of the Grimm's fairy tales where Rapunzel is locked in this tower without any doors. There's just one window, and the witch will come by and say, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your long hair." And Rapunzel will unwrap her braid. She must have had dreads, as near as I can figure. The Rapunzel will unwrap her braid and let her hair down, and the witch will climb up. Well, one day Prince Charming sees this. And Prince Charming tries it himself, and he says, "Rapunzel, Rapunzel, let down your long hair." And Rapunzel lets down her hair. The prince climbs up, meets her in the tower, and they immediately fall in love. And Rapunzel says, "Before you came, the witch did not allow any mirrors. So I didn't know that I was beautiful until I saw myself in your loving eyes." And that's the story of God. That's the way we have to think about God. That we can see ourselves as lovable, as beautifully, wonderfully made, because we can see the love that God has for us. That's what St. Peter is saying today in the Acts of the Apostles when he reminds us. He says, now I know God shows no partiality. God isn't partial to the smart people. God isn't partial to the rich people. God isn't partial even to the people who go to church. God is not even partial to good people. God loves everyone just as they are, just for being who they are. And I don't want to be dismissive of this Mother's Day, but there is another kind of love which the gospel talks about today, which I think we have to be mindful of, and that is the love of friendship. The love of friendship. You know, mothers kind of have to love us, right? I mean, we're there. They kind of have to love us. But what the love of a friend is like is a choice. You get to choose your friends. And that's what Jesus says in the gospel today, right? You did not choose me. I chose you to be my friends. And we know what friends are like. We have friends, right? We all know what it's like to have a friend. A friend is somebody who has your back. A friend is someone who laughs at your joke. A friend is someone who understands what you're trying to say, even if you can't find the words. A friend is someone that you can share anything with. And that's what Jesus says to the apostles today. I call you friends because I share with you everything that I have heard. So we can count then on God as a friend. When we feel heavy burden, that we can't take another step, we can turn to our friend God, and God will help us on the way. When we don't know how to deal with this way we've messed up, we can turn to God, our friend, and know that God will always accept us back and forgive us. So we have then these two images today. We understand that we have this friend in Jesus, the love of a friend, and we have this love of a mother. And those two images I think we have to hold on to if we're going to be able to heed the commandment which Jesus gave us today. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. Amen. Church, during the Easter season, it's most appropriate that we remember who we are and whose we are, a baptized people, a people blessed and chosen and named by God at our baptism. So let us then renew now the vows of our own baptism as we sing together, Certainly, Lord. Reject all sin.
Certainly, Lord.
Do you reject all evil?
Certainly, Lord.
Do you reject the devil?
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in God?
Certainly, Lord.
Oh, Father Almighty.
Certainly, Lord.
The creator of all that is.
Certainly, Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord. Certainly, 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 Lord.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Certainly, Lord.
God's only Son.
Certainly, Lord.
Who was born of Mary.
Certainly, Lord.
Jesus died.
Set me now.
And he rose on Easter.
Set me now.
And he sits at God's right hand.
Set me, Lord. Set me, set me, set me, Lord. Set me, set me, set me, Lord.
Do you believe in the Spirit?
Set me now.
And God's holy church?
Set me now.
A communion of saints?
Set me now. Set me, set me, set me, Lord. Set me, set me, set me, Lord.
Do you believe in forgiveness?
Set me, Lord.
And the resurrection?
Set me, Lord.
And life everlasting?
Set me, Lord. Set me, set me, set me, Lord. Set me, set me, set me, Lord.
This is our faith. This is the faith of the church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus our Lord. And so now, let us bring the holy water to you as we celebrate this great gift that we have as a baptized people. God's own beloved people, we turn today and offer our prayers and petitions.
For the church, that we may share generously with those who suffer from want, embodying our Lord's command to love one another and showing the way to the Father, who is love, we pray to the Lord. To every nation on earth, may act uprightly, working to bring justice and peace to all citizens of the world, we pray to the world. We pray to the Lord. For mothers and grandmothers, and all who have mothered us throughout our lives, and for all our mothers who have passed away on to eternal life, that God may find favor in them, we pray to the Lord. That we may appreciate the service provided to us by those who have made a commitment to serve in a traumatic situation, first responders, firefighters, police officers, and social workers, we pray to the Lord. For our community, that we may take to heart Jesus' words to the disciples and keep his commandments and remain in God's love, we pray to the Lord. We offer this Mass to those who have gone before us in faith, especially Anna Bell O'Shea, mother of Joseph and Anna Bell, Anna Marino, Ellen Noble, we pray to the Lord. For those prayers we hold quietly in our hearts, and for those named in our book of prayers, for all of the needs of our parish community, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Hear all these prayers, Heavenly Father. We make them in the holy name of Jesus, our risen Lord, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen. Pray that our sacrifice will be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
Lord, take the sacrifice
from our hands for the praise, the glory of God's name, for our good, the good of all the Holy Church. May our prayers rise up to you, O Lord, together with these sacrificial offerings, so that, purified by your graciousness, we may be conformed to the mysteries of your mighty love, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift
them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just. It is our duty and salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. By the oblation of his body, he brought the sacrifices of old to fulfillment in the reality of the cross. And by commending himself to you as for our salvation, he showed himself to be the priest, the altar, and the lamb of sacrifice. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exalts in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord. You are the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread. And giving you thanks, he said a blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you."
In a similar way, when the supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, we offer for you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks. You have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we might be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring us to the fullness of charity together with Pope Francis, Cardinal Blaise, and all your holy people. Remember our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, her husband, Saint Joseph, the Blessed Apostle, Saint James, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus, who gives us every good gift. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation,
deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil, and graciously grant peace in our day, and that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant us peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
May the peace of Jesus be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other a wave of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. The prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Come spiritually into my heart. I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Just a reminder that we keep social distancing as we receive communion, so please follow the direction of the ushers. When you approach the altar, I will give you the host. Take a step to the right. Remove your mask at that point and consume the host. Then put your mask back on and return to your seat following the arrows.
As I have loved you.
Thanks to Dan and Annabelle for that wonderful Mother's Day gift. We had to record it because we're not allowed to use wind instruments when the congregation's here. So that's why we recorded it ahead of time. So let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, you restore us to eternal life in the resurrection of Christ. Increase in us, we pray, the fruits of this Paschal sacrament, and pour into our hearts the strength of this saving food, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I'd like to give a special Mother's Day blessing, and I hope the church does not mind that we're going to give a particular emphasis on this Mother's Day blessing to Miss Elsa, because she's going to celebrate, I'm not going to tell your age, but she's going to celebrate 100 years in 5 years, so it's so extend our hands in blessing. Loving God, as a mother gives nourishment and life to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless Miss Elsa. Bless all the mothers who are here. Bless all those who have served as mothers, that they might be strengthened in their vocation. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth, that we, their sons and daughters, always honor them with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And so may Almighty God bless us all, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass is ended. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Salvation is sure.